The Gemara Masechta Gedushin, Daf Mem Amud Beis, teaches us, Shem Shalimut Koyden L'maisa, just like learning, the Gemara established, comes, is more important, has preference over Maisa, Kach Dinoi, the Din V'cheshbin, that a person will have to give after he leaves the world, Koyden L'maisa. That is going to be the first question when a person comes to the Olam HaEmes that HaKadosh Baruch Hu asks him. And as the Maral explains, what the Gemara doesn't mean to say, says the Maral, is that the din on Torah is bigger, is more important than mitzvahs. But rather, when a person is going to have to face HaKadosh Baruch Hu after he leaves the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who cares about the Torah more than anything else, the Torah is so close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the first question that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will ask the person is about Torah. So the Eitz Yosef asks, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if we're going to have to give Din V'cheshbin on everything anyway, so what's the difference what comes first? And what's the difference what comes second? So he explains that what this Gemara means to say is like this. Sometimes a person didn't learn Torah because he was preoccupied with important issues. He didn't have a Rebbe to teach him. So the first question they're going to ask him, and that gives him an excuse why he didn't learn, and ultimately that helps also explain why maybe he didn't fulfill the mitzvahs as he ought to. So therefore the first question that's going to be asked is about Torah, to help understand why the person lived the way he lived his life, and then afterwards they go further. And the Gemara says, the first question a person is going to be asked is about Divrei Torah. Shenema poitem mayim reishis midoin. Mayim, Torah is nimshel mayim, as the pasuk says, hoy kol tzomei l'chul mayim. That is the poitem mayim reishis midoin. The question why somebody took off mayim, why somebody took off upon himself the obligation to learn, that's the first question they're going to ask. Abba continues the Gemara, Ukshem Shadinoi Koidim Lamaisa. Just like the question about Talmud Torah comes first, Kach Schara Koidim Lamaisa. When a person will get Schar, that will be the first thing he gets Schar for his Talmud Torah. Shenemar, as the Pasuk says, V'yitalahem Atsus Goyim, V'amal Umi Yerusha Bay Yishmer Chukaisov, V'Saroisov Yintzoru. The Pasuk speaks about Shmiras Chukov first. Shmiras Chukov, as we learned earlier, Daf Lamed Zayin, means Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah comes first. So Tosfos asked the question that here it says that Ein Techilas Dino Shel Adam is El Al Divrei Torah. But he asked that the Gemara Masechet Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph Amud Aleph, teaches us, Shemechnisin Adam Ladin, loss of love, when they bring a person to the din after he leaves the world, the first question they ask him is, Nosata v'nosata b'yemuna, did you act honestly in business? So what goes first? So Tosfos answers, the regarding question, the first question that the person has asked is, Nosata v'nosata b'yemuna. When it comes to getting schar v'oynish, kvias itim goes first. So the Tosfos Rosh says a little different. Tosfos Rosh says that the first question that the person is asked is about Talmud Torah. And if he's going to respond that he wasn't able to learn because he was busy with business, then they'll ask him, did you act honestly, properly in your business dealing? But, says Tosfos Rosh, that won't be an excuse why he didn't learn. The Rif in the Ein Yaakov has a whole different explanation. He says that what the Gemara here means is that the question about Torah comes before the question about mitzvahs. But what the Gemara did not mean to say, he says, is that it comes before Nosata v'Nosata v'Emunah. Nosata v'Nosata v'Emunah is the first question and the first of everything. The Ein Yaakov explains differently. He says, because the Ein Yaakov really has a question. If, as Tosfos says, the first question is Nosata v'Nosata v'Emunah, so that should be the first schar v'oinish also. The first question should correspond to the first schar v'oinish. So he explains as follows. If a person's going to say, you know why I didn't learn Torah? Because I was busy working. So we're going to ask him, were you honest? Because if you weren't honest, that means you were trying to make money quickly. If you were trying to make money quickly, you don't have the excuse that you were busy with Parnassah. Another way he explains is that they're going to ask him first, if they ask a person, the first thing is, as the Gemara says, is Nasata v'Nasata b'Emunah. The first question is indeed, how did you act in your business dealings? And when the purpose of asking that question, he explains, is that they're asking him, the purpose of asking that question is, they're asking him, you didn't learn Torah because you're saying that you didn't have the ability to learn Torah. You didn't have the mental capacity to learn Torah. So they say, for business, you had a good head. Or for whatever profession you chose to do in this world, you had a good head. All of a sudden, for Torah, you say, you don't have a good head. Tosfos in Masechta Sanhedrin has a different approach. He says that there are two concepts, the two elements when we speak about the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. One is kvius itim, the Torah, and one is learning. Everybody has an obligation to learn. And if he didn't learn, as is clear from our Gemara, that's poitamayim reishis midon. That's going to be the first thing that he's going to be judged on. Another question, which is important but not as critical, and that's going to be about his kvius itim. There are other shotim offered by the Mefarshim in this to answer this question as well. Delia Rabba says that the reason why the first question is Nosata v'Nosata b'Emunah before Divrei Torah is because if a person is dishonest in the way he lives, so then when they ask him, then maybe he shouldn't have learned. Because a person who's dishonest and is also a Talmud Chacham causes a Chil Hashem. And that's why they ask him first, how did you act? Because if you didn't act properly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want your learning, it will only create a Chil Hashem. Tani Yontif says there are two obligations in Talmud Torah. One is to learn by day and by night, as the Pasuk says, V'gisa by yom and v'layla. And then there's a chiyuv to learn whenever one has free time. So this is what happens, says the Oneg Yontif. First they ask the person, did you fulfill the obligation that everybody has to do? And that is V'gisa b'yayim v'layla, to learn by day and by night. Afterwards, they ask him Nosata v'Nosata b'Emunah. And then they ask him, and what did you do with your free time? Did you spend your free time learning or did you spend your free time doing other activities that you shouldn't? The Gra takes a different approach. He says that the pasuk says, "V'hoyeh monos itecha choisin Yeshua's chachma v'das." And the Gemara says, "The Shabbos, Daf Lamed Aleph, Amar Aleph explains, Amunas as say the Zroyim, Itechas as say the Moyed, Choisins as say the Noshim, Yeshua's as say the Nazikin, Chachmas as say the Kachim, v'das as say the Taharis." So he explains, they ask him, "Did you learn all Shisha Sidre Mishnah?" Because all the questions that are described could be related to the different Shisha Sidre Mishnah. Another pshat that I saw is the Nasata V'Nasata B'Amuna is a reflection on the question of Divrei Torah. Because even when you learn Torah, you have to do it in a proper way, meaning that you're not supposed to. Ha'im Adav B'Shem Omrei. If you say Dvar Torah as if it's your Dvar Torah, but it's really someone else's Dvar Torah, so that's not called learning honestly. So the question was, did you learn honestly? The Kedushas Levi has a different explanation. He says that it's difficult for a person to spend all of his time learning. In this world, we have to work and do other things. But the question that's asked is that when a person is working, those moments that he's working, he's supposed to use that time to translate what he learns into action. When he has a scale in his store, he has to make sure that the scale is an honest scale. When he does business, he has to make sure that he's always honest. He has to make sure that he doesn't do Lashon Hara and that he does everything according to the way the Shulchan Aruch asks. And that's the question, says the Kedushas Levi, that's asked. The question that's asked is, did you learn Torah? But it's not enough that you learn Torah. What you need to do with that Torah is translate that Torah into Nesata V'Nesata B'Amuna, that the Torah you learn should translate itself into every activity that you do in your day-to-day life, that it should be according to Derech HaTorah. The Chai Adam has a different pshat. He says that Nesata V'Nesata B'Amuna doesn't mean business. He explains that Nesata V'Nesata B'Amuna refers to Amuna. He says, without Amuna, we have nothing. And the question that's asked of a person is, Nosata v'nosata b'Amuna, did you live a life of Amuna? But along the vart of the Kedushas Levi, I saw a vart from the Alexander Rebbe, the Yismach Yisrael. He explains as follows. He says, the Alocha by Birchas, by a suit is as follows. If somebody sat down to a meal, and in the middle of the meal he walked out, but he had a mind that he's walking out and coming back, the halach is that he doesn't have to make another bracha when he comes back. But if when he walked left, he was mesiach das from his suda, the halach is that when he comes back to his meal, he's going to have to make another bracha. And that's what he says. The question that's asked of the person is, kavata itam l'toira. Was toira by you a kvius? Yes, sometimes we have to leave the Beis Medrash. Sometimes we have to leave the Beis Medrash because we have to go do whatever we have to do. But the question that's asked of the person is, did you still have that kvata itam l'toira? That even as you walked out of the Beis Medrash, did you still continue thinking about what happens in Beis Medrash, what you learned in the Beis Medrash? If that's what you did, then it's fine. But if when you left the Beis Medrash, you stopped thinking about what's going on in the Beis, you were Messiah Das from your Torah, that's going to be the question that the person is asked. I saw a mashal along the same line. There was somebody who was working at a job, and he comes to his employer and he tells his employer that his mother is unfortunately not well. His mother is unfortunately not well, and therefore he needs to go to the doctor, to take it to the hospital, to the doctor. The employer was a nice person, and he allowed him to, of course, do so. But what would happen if after the employer checks this, finds out that this person really was lying to him? And instead of taking care of his mother, he went and did something inappropriate in that time. He won't have any excuse. He won't have any excuse why he did that. That's Pshat of the Gemara. We all have to sometimes close the Gemara. We all sometimes have to close the Gemara to do things that we have to do. That's okay. It's only okay if when we're closing the Gemara, we're closing the Gemara to be Nasata v'Nasata b'Emuna, to do what we were supposed to do in a proper way. But if we close the Gemara, if when we close the Gemara, we're not Nasata v'Nasata b'Emuna, then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to us, you had no right to close the Gemara. And that's why the Tchilas Dinai, that makes the Tchilas Dinai of Devei Torah an entire different Tchilas Dinai.